With the festive season well upon us, many Australians are in the mood for giving. Well, one of the country's oldest online donation platforms has now looked at how much people donate, and it seems that when it comes to giving money to charity, there are big differences depending on what state or territory you live in. Nick Hose reports.
Yep, pop it up. That's it, right on top.
Beautiful. Like decorating the tree, giving to charity is a Christmas tradition for many Australians. But Alex Puller and his family don't wait for Christmas. They give all year round.
We do it regularly. That's one thing that's important to us. We do it systematically, so we think about it carefully. We plan for it each year. We budget for it.
And it seems this Darwin family is not alone. Their neighbours give generously too.
Territorians are giving the most of any state in Australia, other than a tiny little bit in New South Wales. But we would say, based around the data, they are the absolute leaders in the country.
Dennis Moriarty is the director of GiveNow, Australia's oldest online donation platform. The organisation represents around 5,000 community groups and has been collecting data for over a decade. The most populous state, New South Wales, gives on average around $87 per person per year. But it's the Northern Territory that tops the list, giving almost $93 per person.
Territorians have given amazing amounts to Indigenous groups. That's their number one donation area. And secondly, environmentally, many environment groups within the territory. International aid is the third one.
Dennis Moriarty thinks the generosity of individual territorians could be about the isolation.
We suspect that territorians are a lot more connected locally, and they're just a little bit sort of further away from the bigger traditional charities.
And the Anglican Bishop of the Northern Territory agrees.
I'm not surprised that the Territory is generous. And in a place like Darwin and Alice and Catherine, the relative small size of those towns compared with the big city means that people have that close connection. It's a human-sized community in a way that big cities, I think, aren't.
Can you get a chain, mate? What do you think? Looks good?
Alex Puller says that's why his family gives to local organisations and causes. Because after all, charity begins at home.
It's nice to know that when you're supporting an organisation, you can actually see the results of what you're giving to. So I think being in Darwin, it's a lot easier to see those things because we're a much closer community. You hear it on the news, you see it around the corner from your house. It's easy to kind of see the impact.
Alex Puller, and that report from Nick Hose.